Thank you. We are in Jutland, northern Denmark, and we just heard two bands from the city of Aalborg, second largest on the Danish peninsula. And that band, we just heard, has a penchant for Asian sounds. I'm not even sure if they have instruments, but somebody there probably went to China or Japan and took back some styles. But definitely has like that Asian string feel to it. Anyways, it's kind of vague, hard to say exactly. But yes, these four young gentlemen called Flawed, F-L-O-D. And yeah, nice piece of music called Joki, J-O-K-I, from an album that came out in 2013. They haven't been heard from since. There's a giant Asian water monster serpent thing on their cover as well. It looks like an old Japanese drawing. So yeah, hopefully they weren't eaten at sea. Yeah, nice piece of music. That's really tasteful. I feel like Danish have like a grapple on both real instrumentation, kind of electronic production values, and just like overall goodness, which is about as good as I can say it. Yeah, before that, lovely piece of music we heard from another band from the same town, Aalborg. They're called the Kurets, and it's like the White Stripes, but in reverse. You got the female guitar player and vocalist and male drummer, and they are throwback to even older era, I would say, of like old 50s rock and roll, and the production certainly sounds as scratchy and lo-fi as 50s, so they did a great job. The song Voodoo Doll from their new album, We Are the Kurets. Yeah, really nice. And speaking of voodoo dolls, ironically, the voodoo religion does not use voodoo dolls, but yeah, the people of Haiti and before that, West Africa, where it is still practiced, weird thing that became part of voodoo, or at least has the name voodoo doll in it. But yeah, it's not such a dark religion after all. So anyways, side note entirely. And before that, we heard from a band from the big city of Aarhus and Fugl, and the song Melambikeo Baker. Yeah, so nice stuff there. And so the last two bands we heard from Aalborg, speaking of that part of Denmark, that is a 1,000-year-old city in the north, pretty much the far north of Denmark. And it's a good 4-hour drive to the capital, Copenhagen, because you have to go down. And wow, that's incredible. I'm just looking at, I actually am nerdy enough. Yeah, I Google mapped it and see how long the drive would be between the two cities for no real good reason. But there's a huge bridge there between Zealand Island, where Copenhagen is, and the north part of Denmark. So wow, that's just eyeballing it here. It looks like it's a 100-kilometer long bridge, which is, I'm going to go ahead and say, the longest bridge in the world. Maybe it's a boat. Never mind. There's a ferry there. Oh, silly stuff you can't unsay on the radio, huh? Or maybe it is a bridge. Who knows? Okay. So in the far north of Denmark, here comes a fun fact. There is a sand dune over a mile long that is migrating its way across the land. It has recently eaten a lighthouse, and just causing all sorts of disasters, small disasters that is. But you can imagine like a Lawrence of Arabia type of movie shot on the sand dune. As far as you can see, it looks like a sand dune that stretches into the sea, and it's moving, taking over places as the wind pushes it. And I'd like to see that sand dune. I love sand dunes, by the way, one of my favorite things in the world. And the sand dune, by the way, if you need to know, it's called the Rajberg Mile, migrating coastal dune between Skagen and Frederikshavn. Yes, leaves a low, terrifying, moist layer of sand behind it. Anyways, 300 years ago. Bam. Okay, so moving on to more music here from the wonderful Jutland Peninsula. We're going to hear from a duo here, a blues band. So the drummer in this one is a woman, and the guitarist is a man. And one of, looking at them, the guitar player is from Iran, and the other woman is Danish. So yeah, Black Dog Howl right here. Ow! Song Low Moon. And yeah, interesting blues band. They sing a song about Palestine, and yeah, they're not your mom and pop's blues band, I could say. Yeah, Black Dog Howl right here. From where are they from? They are from from Aarhus, the big city of Jutland. Enjoy.
Eliza. They've seen her bathe in a dragon's cave, and now Paul wants to boil her. When the moon hangs low over River Jordan, we give our sins to the river flow. When the moon hangs low over River Jordan, he might just forgive us all. PM, so she slipped it off in a shed. Now she's bottleneck sliding all kinds of debris, rolling with the boys from Galilee. When the moon hangs low over River Jordan, we give back the river flow. When the moon hangs low over River Jordan, you might just forgive us all. Downstream by the sewers of Gomorrah and the beaches of Omaha, where a couple of kids found a twitch in her lips for one last praise of him. When the moon hangs low over River Jordan, we give our sins to the river flow. When the moon hangs low over River Jordan, he might just forgive us all. He might just deliver us all. He might just forgive us all.
Before you came, it was tears on the floor. Girl, you're so perfect, I think that it's working. You gave me a love, now I really want more.
Thank you.
Yeah, some fun music there, some synth wave, I don't know, call it what you want. Blue Miami is the artist. It is a side project of Jonas Bertelsen. He's from a little city in Jutland, Denmark, called Randers. And yeah, before that, in between, I put them together. There's a song that was like drone metal stuff, just basically walls of guitars. I thought they would make good friends, so I put them together. Didn't not work, I think. So the band there before that was called Waldchingarten, self-proclaimed the most prolific Danish drone act of the zeros. The 2000s, I guess. Yeah. Guitar-fused beast dwells on the threshold between dark ambient and drone doom. Waldchingarten from the album Black Rabbit. Just one scary song. Very long. Yeah, so I hope you've enjoyed this trip through Jutland, Denmark. Thank you for the Jutlandiers for making cool music. And as I may have promised earlier, got to do a little bit of trad music, some traditional music of the area. So just a little smattering here of a band called Trio Tinus, just to give you an idea of what used to happen there, and you know, the good old days. And then we'll hear from one bonkers short piece of music after that by DJ Upik from Kolding. And then that's it for the show. The weirdest and the most traditional music from Jutland, side by side. Good day. One love to humans, animals, everyone out there. Till the next time. I have been Nick Legacy. This is Wandering Rhythm, signing out.
At its best. Every Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. This is Radio Goethe.
Kick off summer at the intersection of community, culture, and sport at the Concord Pacific Dragon Boat Festival. Experience the continent's best dragon boat racing, headliner music shows including acts Hey Ocean and Manila Gray, a cultural pavilion and demonstrations, local marketplace and food vendors, and all kinds of family-friendly activities. The festival takes place on June 22nd and June 23rd at False Creek and has free entry.